few nice spring days and we're ready to get out in the garden. I saw someone raking their grass the other day. Folks in the high country have a few more snowstorms to shovel and the mud season before they can think about the vegetable garden. Veggies in the cabbage family are prime early spring candidates. Spring-grown cabbage, cauliflower, and broccoli have added flavor and fewer pests. They do best started indoors and then transplanted out into the garden. Salad greens are also an early spring garden treat. Buy pre-mixed packets of greens or mix your own. Use leaf lettuce, endive, mache, and mustard greens. Most spring vegetables germinate when the soil temperature is about 50 degrees. Warm up the cool spring soil with a simple cold frame or greenhouse, or just cover the garden with clear plastic to warm up the soil, or you can start the seeds in the house. Use a shallow tray filled with sterilized soil mix. Follow the directions on the seed packet to sow the seeds. Some seeds need light to germinate. Keep the soil warm and moist. Grow the seedlings in the brightest window, or use additional light to keep them compact. When the seedlings have 4 to 6 leaves, they're ready to go outside. Slowly harden them off. Set them out in a protected spot. Leave them out a little longer each day. In 4 or 5 days, they should be ready for the garden. Once they're hardened off, early spring veggies can take below freezing temperatures. Plant the vegetables in a garden or in a portable container. The containerized plants can be moved inside if we get a real cold snap. Keep a cover handy to protect the plants in the garden from cold temperatures and spring snows. An early spring garden frustration is a frozen water hose. Drain all the water out of the hose each time it's used. Since most early spring gardens are small, it's practical to use water from inside the house. We fill plastic milk jugs and let them warm overnight to room temperature, and then use them to water the veggies. It's estimated that some vegetables are shipped 2,000 miles from the farm to the dinner table. Early spring is the season to start growing and eating less traveled vegetables. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.